AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Two nights of curfews and no major disturbances. Baltimore is holding its breath.
This is the morning after the second day of our citywide curfew, and I'm pleased that overnight we had relative calm, very few incidents.
Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake on CBS this morning saying gang members helped to keep the peace last night. This man was out after the 10 p.m. curfew.
If it wasn't personal to me, if it never happened to me, I wouldn't even, you know what I mean, identify with it. But it's happened to me before. I put my hands in the air and the police shot me in the eye with a taser. Shoes. You know what I mean?
Mayor Rawlings-Blake says she spent much of yesterday explaining to those who misunderstand, she says, what's going to happen tomorrow. By tomorrow, police will turn over to prosecutors the findings of their investigation into the death of Freddie Gray, the black man who died in police custody, setting off Monday's rioting in Baltimore. The mayor says some people think this means there's going to be some sort of a verdict in the case tomorrow. That is not true, though she says the prosecutors will review the police findings and decide how to proceed. The number of Americans who applied for unemployment last week is lower than it's been in 15 years. Consumer spending's up, too, says the government, 0.4%. Modern Family star Sofia Vergara's former fiancé is suing her over embryos they had frozen while they were together. Nick Loeb wants the right to bring those embryos to term, saying leaving them frozen indefinitely, as he says she wants to do, would be like killing them. One addict describes it as $5 insanity. Flaca, a synthetic designer drug that's becoming increasingly popular in Florida, also becoming an increasing problem for police. This is AP Radio News. Ladies and gentlemen, step right up to Super Saturday when an event some are calling the most anticipated fight of all time will take place in Las Vegas between Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. Mayweather's not worried.
You know, I think that I'm the bigger, stronger guy. You know, I truly believe that. But he's a solid competitor.
Don't get nervous on Saturday. I'm the one who's going to fight in the ring, so relax. Take it easy.
That's Pacquiao joking with the crowd cheering him on in Las Vegas. They're saying this fight could smash every record in boxing history. It could make $400 million. And the nation's best-known horse race will be run on Saturday, the Kentucky Derby. And don't forget about the NFL draft. It starts tonight, but it ends on Saturday. But the big fight in Las Vegas, they say that's going to overshadow everything. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.